Disclaimer, this show contains coarse language, terrible banter, and mature themes which may not be suitable for younger audiences. Parental guidance is advised.
What's up, everybody? The Morning Shack. I'm back for Wednesday, the 6th of March, 2020.
Whole team on deck today, and you know what? It was utter shambles, you know? Once we found out that Facebook, Instagram, and Messenger was all down, the show just went downhill from there.
It fucked everything up.
It threw us off, man. And you know what? Tim had a great conspiracy right there. What if this was just a test to see how the world would react? Maybe it was a... What's it called? What's that thing called? A social experiment.
Yeah. Maybe there's nanobots in some vaccines.
Maybe it was a social... What's that thing called?
A social experiment.
No, that thing where it's like
a social takeover.
No, they use it to get press.
Promotion.
Yeah, it was like a...
Oh, is that a... Oh my gosh.
Yes.
See what are we saying? All of our brains are not working today.
They use it, you know.
A marketing tool.
Yeah, it's a marketing scam, you know, so that they could just get press for themselves.
Our brains are not bringing today. Sorry, everybody. You know what I was going to ask? I want to ask you too. You know how... And who is Andy Still? Does he own Facebook, own Meta?
I think
who Andy Still?
He was like, he's like the 2IC. The guy that owns it is Zuckerberg.
So you know how he went over to X, who are the ops? Like how like much of a thing is that? Him having to use the ops to talk to people.
It's a funny thing, right?
Something's like, going on.
But then, yeah, I mean, people cross platform all the time, right? Like TikTok and Instagram are always...
But I thought they were like enemies.
No, because they've got like Twitter, I mean, Instagram would have a X account. They'd have their own account, so obviously they have to use it.
No, he used it from his personal account.
Oh, from his personal account.
Yeah,
see, that's even worse.
He's an informer.
Oh, you reckon he's working for the ops? He's a snitch?
Yeah, he's a snitch.
He was the one who put it all together? Inside job.
Has to be.
Oh my gosh.
Has to be.
And he got given more money, that's why.
From
Elon. See, I wouldn't know these things if it wasn't for yous.
What?
I wouldn't know who Elon Musk is.
Damn.
I wouldn't even have known that Instagram and Facebook was down if it wasn't for you.
It buzzed me out that it was on the Herald, eh? And it was even on our news.
Yeah.
It's like, settle down.
Is this big news? Is this
there's nothing going on in the world today.
Is this everything that we have?
Because I woke up and I was like, oh, I can't log in. Oh, well.
That was how you felt?
Yeah.
Damn, I was scrolling on the thing going, holy shit, I think I've been hacked.
Yeah, I did too.
Then I was like, nah, there's no way. I was like trying to replay, like, did I give my information to anybody? Like,
does that show you how addicted you are to it?
I think if anything, just like how far I'd think, like, you know, I wouldn't be like... I think that if I was to lose my pages in that, I'd be cut, but I wouldn't be like the end of the world for me.
Yeah, how distraught would you be if you both lost your social media pages?
I've had mine taken.
Oh, hey.
My Twitter.
Oh, you're an evil man back
then. I was pretty good on... I had a lot of followers on Twitter, and then I went to India, and then they thought it was someone took my account from India.
Oh.
And then it was connected to an old email. And I couldn't get into that email.
Damn.
So I lost all my followers, but I was like, fuck it.
Now look at you.
Fuck
you're
it.
Way up. You're way up. Fuck.
Fuck you all. Okay, now. Fuck you.
Fuck you. Fuck you.
Fuck you.
Fuck you.
You have so many voices. It's disturbing.
It's all our personalities. And you've got a lot
they're
too.
They're bipolar.
You just don't know. You haven't unlocked them yet.
I have one voice.
No, you don't.
You have multiple.
Go, give us one of your many personalities that you use.
I've only got one personality. I'm not schizophrenic.
Did you ever used to use a fake name in the clubs?
Emma.
Emma, for real?
Emma.
Damn.
You don't look like Emma to me.
You don't look like Emma.
Exactly. Yeah.
That's the reaction I get.
You look like Umi.
Yeah. You look like a Momo. You look like a Momo to me.
You look like an Emna.
You better shut up. You look like an Asuelu over there.
Yeah. I already told you, man. My name was... what was my name back
Tyrell.
In the days, bro? Tyrell, man. Tyrone.
Boys, they with their Demetrius.
Damn, man, we thought we was out here. We thought we was out here from the States. Washington.
Devontae.
Boys in the Hood. I think that Devontae was my go-to. That was my My chat back name in the back in the days. Oh man.
I've got shit to do today, but I want to go home and make some more printing.
What are you going to make us, bro?
I'm going to make some keychains.
Ooh.
Make some keychains for my friends. I'm going to make a friendship bracelet.
Friendship bracelet. Yep.
And Regan's one's just going to have dicks on it.
Yeah.
I want just a dick.
I don't want to know.
And yours, Gabs, hey, you know, I'm just going to put a heart out.
Poo emojis for you.
Just caca emojis.
And toilets. Yep. Toilet seats.
Yes.
Don, it's going to trigger me and give me trauma.
Yep. Toilet. Damn. I can't wait to see what you guys can make for us.
I'm going to charge you, just so you know.
Oh, damn.
You said you're going to gift it to us, now you're going to charge us for our own gifts.
No, you're fine. I'll give you.
Thank you.
He gets charged all the time. Yeah. He gets free shit all the time.
Yeah, and he's got lots of money, so.
That's why I never give him any free shit. Yeah. I was like, you fuck off. You can pay.
Can you make me some earrings?
Oh, yeah, okay. Now, I'll make you some glasses, man.
Oh!
Some frames.
I've seen people make glasses on it, too.
I want them Gucci ones.
Yeah, okay. Oh, nah, actually, this is true. I'm not fucking lying. There was this little tiny Louis Vuitton bag that you could make to test out your stuff. I was going to make that for Gabby.
Yes, please.
Just fucking went all over the place.
Damn.
I'm going to crack it, though.
You know what you should do? Go live.
Yeah.
TikTok and we'll gift you stuff.
Nobody's going to gift me from just standing. It just goes. You don't see shit.
I've seen people TikTok live. They're sleeping. And they're going, I'm sleeping, waiting for the thing to print. Or you can watch. They put the thing on the thing and you just watch it printing itself.
Okay. Thank you, Riggs.
Some advice.
Oh, I'll take with that what
take,
I shall.
Take with that what you will. Okay. You can catch me on live on TikTok. We got a battle going on next week.
Me and
I need
you, actually,
all pollination to come
can,
together.
Can me and you battle? Yeah. Just for a joke? That would be so funny, man.
You should battle. You get a 3D printer, he gets a 3D printer, so you can make the best thing.
We're going TikTok live battles.
We'll do Pokemon battles. We'll do Yu-Gi-Oh's with the thing, and I choose you.
I think that's a good idea.
It just fucking, it was so fucking out the gate.
Let's get it done.
And then we just fucking roast each other for the whole thing. Fuck you, bitch. Fuck you, fucking asshole. Okay, fuck them.
Okay, I'm going. All bye.
Right. I'm out of here.
All right. Enjoy it. If you want to listen to us live, 103.8 New FM, Tamaki, Bokoro. Everywhere else, it's newfm.com.
It's pmn.co.nz. Otherwise, it's the iHeart Radio app.
Oh, yeah. We'll catch you guys tomorrow.
See ya.
The Morning Shack with Tim Reeves and Gabby.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, everybody.
Oh, my goodness. It's your favorite day. Hump day.
Good morning, everybody. The Morning Shack for your Hump Day Wednesday for the 6th of March, 2020.
And I'm telling you right now, I am dressed in one of the nicest tuxedos of all time right now.
Regan's pajama day today for Reeks.
It was dressed like Gabby day today for me, and I was you know what? I'm going to get comfortable myself.
When I wear my pajamas, I don't look homeless.
Oh, wow.
Regan's in the middle of a midlife crisis, everybody.
Sorry about me, guys. I'm sorry, okay? It's one of those mornings.
Hope everybody's feeling good. And newsflash, breaking news, Instagram's down.
Oh, my gosh. I had to talk to these guys for the last 20 minutes. It was pretty rough. I don't know how to socialise anymore, man.
What do you do?
What's your names again?
Do you know that it's on the Herald?
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Instagram, Facebook's down. What do we do?
What do we do? How do I talk to you?
Ah!
Oh, my gosh.
I can't get on my community pages to moan about the dog next door.
Man. Oh, man, I don't even remember your guys' names
anymore. You better start remembering and remind people, please.
Oh, man, I go by the name of Regan, a.k.a. Robin Hood Reeves, but it's dead again, baby.
Give it all, baby.
It's your nana's ex-boyfriend. How's she been? How's she doing?
I know that I want to say this, but Facebook is down.
Oh, my gosh,
help me.
Watch out for Candy Crush. Okay, it's down.
Oh, my gosh.
It's a big take, big smoke, a.k.a. the new way in Super Saiyan. A.K.A. Mr. Burns, because everything we've been doing here is...
Excellent.
Who the hell are you, bro?
Oh, you don't know? They call me Young Pitta Pitta, baby.
Oh.
A.K.A. Gladdy Wap. A.K.A. Tin for your Tibby.
Because
I got the game wrapped up, baby. They call me Timmy. Tui. Fuzza.
Scoot.
Young Dawson, baby. I spit hot for ya.
Yoga Flame.
Perfect.
Tibby a Fuego. Pull that up with Woody, which is shorty, and the Goonies of the Goon Squad.
Oh, God. Yeah.
Let them know, Gabs. Let them know.
Good morning, everybody. I'm Gabby with 1B. Make that a capital because I beat ticket for the morning shack. I'm sure they're running a bag, running tracks, running my mouth because she do nothing but spit straight facts.
Honestly.
It's Book of G's to the A to the B-E-Y. Why? So you better think how to be a little jokey joke because we got some schmalky schmalk. Oh. I still got all the answers and advice absolutely nobody's asked for. She's your new favorite radio hostess with the most, a.k.a. Gabby on the rocks, a.k.a. Holy Spice, a.k.a. Book of G because can you dig it?
More heat, please. It's bloody cold. I only wore one layer of socks and I'm starting to feel it on my toes.
Well, you do have pajama pants on.
Are they not warm enough?
I don't know. It just feels really cold in here. I need it.
It's your heart.
Maybe. Maybe it's my shoulders. Cold shoulders. What do we got for today's hot tea, my friend?
I got some Nelly.
Yeah. Oh, no. Yeah. Oh, Tim's got a plaster on his eye.
Yeah. It's from shaving. I used to find myself being the other man. Now I'm tripping, I don't want you with no other man.
Why can't you understand
anything I'm offering?
I gave you the world, but you just want an argument. Time I picked you up
until the time I dropped you off again.
Even flipped out on me at the mall again.
It's all his fault again.
That's what you've done to all your friends.
I ain't putting no fingers,
I just want to call again. So again. Sitting on you. I know the times get hard, that's why I'm checking on you. It's yours truly, ma. Got a little message for you. Anything he can do, girl, I can do it better for you. Oh, and we laugh and we cry, it's together. Through the rain and the stormiest weather, we can still be as one. It's forever, it's forever. Won't you come on and roll with me? Oh, girl, come on over to mommy.
Yes.
Good morning, everyone. Hope everyone's having a great Wednesday. This is the time of the day where we just catch on up and see what we all got up to over the last day that was after Mahi.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Tim, what did you get up to, bro?
Man,
You need to share what you've been talking to me about. I only had time for you because Instagram was down.
Oh, okay.
You know, chat about but a bit more.
Thank you. Thank you, sir. can I speak now?
Is go ahead.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay. Man, I got into this 3D printing world, man.
Ooh. Oh, what did you make?
A mess. It's all I made was a mess. And I had to clean it up. It's way harder than I thought it was going to be. But I'm learning.
Dang.
And I'm gonna make everyone something. When
you said you were gonna make me something.
Not today. I didn't say it was today.
Oh, damn.
I'm gonna make you go home. I'm gonna make you cry.
I'm gonna make you come clean up with me.
So, yeah, I haven't made it. I made like two of these little test print things, and that's all I've made so far.
Make us a keychain. Dang.
That's what I was trying to make.
Oh, true.
I tried to make Regan the Mortal Kombat keychain, and it broke.
Damn.
Wait, so do you like design it on the computer, press print, and then it comes out?
Pretty much, yeah.
But there's levels to it.
There's levels.
There's certain things you gotta do.
It's harder than I thought it was.
This guy was teaching me along the way, and I still wouldn't. I didn't even know what the hell was going on.
But anyway, don't worry, it's coming.
Ooh,
it's coming. I'm gonna make a statue of all three of us.
Oh, damn.
And we're gonna put it in the main
front.
Yeah, in
yes,
the foyer.
Please.
Yeah.
And Gary's gonna look like a polar bear.
I like it.
Regan's gonna look like a rat.
Oh.
I'm gonna tag on it when you do it.
Damn, stink.
Okay, what did you get up to, Regan?
Oh, man, I had a real busy day, man. I had to go pick something up from my family house. Popped in and saw my... I haven't seen my fams for like 2 months.
What's wrong with
I haven't
you?
Seen my sister since One Love.
Oh, wow.
That was like 2 months ago, man.
It's the one love you get this year, and that's it.
Damn, yeah, so I hadn't seen it for ages. Caught up with them real quick, and then I had to cruise back home, do some more admin stuff. And then about 9 o'clock, I came back here last night, and I filmed something in the staff room.
Oh.
Everyone was still here.
Like, who's
everyone? All the language people were still here. Jenny was still here from the Cook Island PMN. Tony was here from Samoa PMN. Far out. It was like, can he's all cap it? Please, I want to use the staff room real quick. That ended up taking about an hour. And so I decided today I was just going to wear pajamas. You know, I'm just too lazy to get ready and get changed. It's been a long day yesterday.
Should have slept here.
I was that close.
You look like you slept here.
Yeah.
Okay, things are going a bit terrible at home, right? Mm. I don't want to mention this, but...
It's okay. Talk about it later.
Anyways, guys, what'd you get up to?
Yeah, yesterday I had a busy day as well. I did a little theatre show, which was cool because I haven't done theatre in ages.
Nice.
Theatre's like my thing. So, yeah, that was my day.
Drama
pretty
queen.
Much.
Hey.
You shush.
Oh, man. How was it getting back in the ring?
Oh, man. It was hard, but it was good.
Yeah.
Stretched my brain a lot.
Wee.
People don't realize how hard. Like, I find theater is the hardest form of acting.
Is it?
Yeah.
You only get one shot at it, right?
That's what. No, you don't get one shot. It's just like there's a lot of layers to theater acting.
Oh.
Just theater in general.
I need to get into more theater.
You put on a theatre show for us every day. You're fine.
Your life is a theatre, bro.
Yeah.
You see, shut the hell up.
Okay.
All right.
That you never thought you needed to know until you heard it from me and the bro.
And Gabs.
Today's Eurobit news comes all the way from the Netflix.
Ooh.
Netflix is about to raise their prices 15% just in New Zealand.
What did we do?
They've already done it everywhere else, but we're the last ones to get it, apparently. Maybe the last ones or the first ones.
$30 a month now, eh?
Yeah, it's horrible. So that's for the more expensive one. So so we expect to pay a little bit more. The normal basic tier is it was normally $13. Now it's going up to $15.
Okay, wait, what?
There's different tiers now.
What am I on?
I think you're on that premium one.
What the hell? Why am I paying that much?
That covers 4 screens.
Oh, nah. Man, that can take me down,
and
bro.
And 4K.
Oh,
also, you get the Atmos audio.
I need to trim my one down, bro. Yeah. What the hell?
So the one Regan's talking about was $24, and now it's going up to $29.99.
What?
So this is what I want to talk about, okay? We all have these bills that we don't know about. They just pop up.
Mm.
And we need to call these out. We need to call these notorious just money wasters and get your opinions on them.
Get them. Find them and just delete them from our lives.
What is the one, and Gabs, what is the one bill that you're like, regardless of how much it's going to cost me, I just have to pay it? Like a subscription service.
Okay, so confession, I don't pay for any of the subscription services because I'm on all of my friends' accounts.
Okay.
But that would have to be my insurance, my car insurance. Mm.
What about the price of cafe food?
Oh, I've been good.
Okay.
I've been good. I've been off the cafe.
But they have lifted, Eggs Benny.
Eggs Benny.
Eggs Benny is Eggs Benny.
To get oat milk or coconut milk now.
Look at Regan's face right now.
Extra 70 cents.
What's wrong with you, Regan?
I shouldn't be paying this. I've been paying for the wrong one. Carry on, sorry.
Okay.
He's having a breakdown.
He's going through his finances.
And Gabs.
Ba-dum. That's what we should have said.
Ba-dum.
Ba-dum. Because we're talking about Netflix and their disrespectful behaviour towards our wallets. 15% on the increase is going up, and also 25% on some of the older, the middle tier as well.
So you didn't know about that, Riggs, and you're just looking at your account. Is that what's happening?
I didn't know that I was paying the premium when I very rarely use 2 different screens. Like, I was wondering why 3 kids of mine around the house were all
watching their own thing.
Yeah.
Have you changed your settings right now?
Yeah, I just changed it now.
Oh, man. Your boy's going to be like, Dad, what's happening?
Only 2 devices now, boys. Sorry about that.
You need to watch what Dad's watching.
These guys hardly on Netflix anyways. They're on YouTube.
Yeah, that's another thing, too.
True.
YouTubers, I feel as if there's more entertainment on YouTube, and premium for YouTube is about the same price.
Yeah.
But at least you get the music with it.
Exactly, and no ads.
Yeah, so with this is not, and by the way, this is not an ad for YouTube. Like, Gabby's looking at us like, what are you talking about? Like, the premium, have you partaken in the premium?
I have not yet.
It'll change your life.
Changes.
I know. I'm sick of these ads playing when I'm trying to listen to my, do my yoga and ads are playing.
That's actually why I got it. It's because I was doing some stretching techniques.
Oh, nice.
And you know, you're like getting into it next minute. Do you have problems with your grammar? Click on Grammarly. And then it's like, break free to smoke free. Oh, get that off.
Get that out.
I don't want that ad on here. Yeah. Get it off.
Did I see this other dude hugging a tree?
Yeah, and then it's like, get that off.
Oh, man.
What kind of... But yeah, it is pretty, I mean, life. I don't want to say life-changing.
It'll change your life straight up.
But you get the YouTube music with it, and that's on. That's just Spotify, but for free. Oh, well, not for free. Comes
indeed,
with it.
Indeed.
Yeah, so Netflix have popped up their pricings. So, yeah, any other bills for you, Riggs, that pop up and you're like, damn, that went up?
Man, it's always... You know, the hardest one for me is the... It's the Apple, something that's come out from Apple. It's like $1 or $2 or something like that. And I don't know what the hell it is because it doesn't say what it is. It just says one random like month. It'll be like, oh yeah, $5 goes out, $2. What am I paying for?
Yeah.
I don't know what it is.
Man, you got to let them know, man.
It's the upgrades that they don't tell you about.
Why are you taking $2 out of my account for nothing?
And you think about it, everyone that's got an iPhone, if they took $2 out of it, only 50% of those people would have Google Visions. No, what is it called? Apple Visions.
Yeah, Apple Vision Pro.
Yo, that's what I want.
Damn, man. And the other thing that also crosses my mind as well is PayWave. So when you PayWave, it doesn't go out until later.
I thought you were meaning the 1.7%.
That's on top of that.
Surcharge.
Man.
We're getting into that other news talking about Netflix just upping their prices. They just keep doing it.
Nobody asked, by the way.
Yeah.
Nobody asked for this.
And also, what are they producing? Where is this money going?
This is the thing that also pisses me off about it is that we don't even get all the shows. Some of our stuff is geo-blocked. Like, the States get everything. Like, they got all the shows. When I went to the UK and I was watching Netflix over there, they got everything. Shows that you're like, what the heck? Why don't we have that here? Mm. Even in Australia, they got better Netflix than we do here.
Nah.
Why are we paying that then?
But does that depend on New Zealand Netflix buying rights?
I don't know.
Something like that.
But why are we paying that extra moolah?
I remember when Disney Plus first came out, it was $10 a month.
How much is it now?
It's like $15.
Do you have every network?
Nah, I dropped my Disney account and I had Amazon Prime because it came free with our power. And I dropped that as soon as we started paying for it.
Here's what I do. I get my missus really hooked into a show. And then I cancel the subscription and then she has to buy the subscription. And then I just go, well, if you want it, you got to pay for it. Sorry.
And you know what? Give me the login while you're at it.
Yeah, yeah. And just, is the password still? Yeah, so.
You're smart.
But my, Gabby's onto something. You just borrow somebody else's.
Yeah, I've got about 5 accounts that I'm... Well, I hardly watch stuff, so point.
That could be a thing, right? You could create a syndicate of 4 or 5 people that have one and they pay a little bit, like, so you don't have to pay the full thing, you just pay...
Okay, don't give my friends ideas.
Oh, jeez.
You're giving sugar daddy vibes. I got 5 accounts.
I got 5 sugar accounts.
this is my Monday account. This is my Wednesday account. It's when I get bored.
And which
account.
One of your family members tell your wife to stop watching it?
Can you tell your sister to get off the Netflix?
Can you tell your wife to get off there, please?
All right. Thanks, everybody. Text line, sorry. We've got LPG bottles have come through.
What's
damn,
that?
And they sneak up on you. They expend you when it's time to pay up for them.
And then you got cold. It's the stuff that heats your water up if you not run it off your electric heater.
It's happened to me one time down in Fielding.
It happened to me a lot at my other house.
Damn, man. Sometimes you're just having a even just trying to heat up the gas on your element.
Yeah, nah. Yeah.
Hard life.
Someone said gym memberships always get me.
Oh, yes.
What's a cobalt one looking like? 20?
Pretty good.
28?
Good price.
Cobalt's pretty good compared to like something like F45 and BFT. It's cheaper than that.
True.
And we get results.
Sad to see her. She BFT gang.
Her moms are amazing.
She's killing it too, by the way.
She's doing great.
Yeah. She's way fitter than me.
Stop calling out BFT. That's my crew, okay?
You don't have BFT's, any crew.
BFT stands for breakfast for tea for me. when I don't want to cook dinner.
And I have not been feeling any euphoria when I have been out there shopping out and about. The price check continues on, okay? When I went to the store yesterday, I'm not going to say which one.
New World. I saw it on your stories.
Damn it. I did go to New World. And as I went in there, I was looking to make me a nice chip sandwich. Because you know what? Humble beginnings. And I'm ultra poor, scraping till payday next week.
What's in your chip sandwich?
It's got to have real butter, a nice soft bread, chicken chips, and Marmite. But when I went to go look at the Marmite, it was $5.09. And I said to myself, okay, that's all right. Looked at the Vegemite. $4.70. What the hell?
Wow.
Why is the Vegemite, which is way yucca, but cheaper than the Marmite? We make Marmite here in New Zealand. What the hell's going on?
So 30 cents has put you off this?
No, I'm at a crossroads at the moment where things are, why are things more expensive here, but we make the damn thing here?
First and foremost, why did you go to New World specifically to get ingredients for a chip sandwich?
I went to get there to get borders, but then I walked out with a whole bunch of other things. Okay. And my missus was real upset about that.
We sent you with a cow and you came back with magic beans.
That was my bad. And you know what? I almost forgot to buy the water. Oh. But it got me upset the mostly that the fact of, you know, we're making this product here in New Zealand, mm-hmm. but the people of New Zealand are paying more.
Yeah.
Than whatever Vegemite costs.
I wonder if it's cheaper at like Countdown or Pick and Save than Marmite. Did
I
you
don't
check?
Know, but when I saw it, I was flabbergasted.
Wow, look at you losing the big words, eh?
Spell it.
Proud of you. Spell it. Spell it.
Flabbergasted.
Gabby go.
What? Check. Boys like me definitely cry, especially when I'm heading over to do some food shopping, okay? Yesterday, I went to, I'm going to say, New World, and I looked at the price of the Marmite. It was more expensive than the Vegemite. How is that possible when we make Marmite here?
Regan.
How is it possible?
Listen, this comes down to another thing, too. Is you don't use your eyes. Yeah. You don't use your eyes, Regan. This happens quite a lot with you.
And he's got four.
Yeah. And all four of them don't work. Listen, you went... The Marmite was 250 grams.
Go.
The Vegemite's 220 grams. You're getting an extra 30 grams.
No.
Yeah. And also... So that means, like, per gram, it's cheaper. But, I mean, it's cheaper at the other places as well.
Tell me where they're more cheaper.
Pack and Save's $4.50.
That's below me. Sorry. Sorry, if you shop there.
And that's the other thing. Also, it's only $4.79 if you use your club card at New World.
No, you know
what? You're not giving the facts, mate.
No, I saw what I saw, and I'm saying what I say with my platform. Okay. Yeah,
you got scammed.
I did get scammed. New World scammed. Now I've got to eat Vegemite.
Now I've got this whole...
I went and chose the Vegemite, and I've got to eat it all.
I've got a whole tub of Vegemite I have to get through now.
And my missus is like, you better eat the whole thing before you try and get another thing. So
you better put that on your ice cream.
Yeah. Oh, man. Yes.
Wait, is Marmite... Wait, did you say Marmite's New Zealand or Vegemite?
Marmite is New Zealand.
So it says here, the consumer goods company, which also owns Hellmann's Mayonnaise Magnum Ben & Jerry's Ice Cream, has been grappling with how to recover its own rising costs.
That's not my problem.
Including ingredients. It's since surging energy costs linked to Russia's invasion of Ukraine.
Oh.
That's why it's a bit more expensive.
Pack and Save's below me. That's the...
Peasant Save. That's what that is. Spit on
I didn't say that.
Hey, for some people, it's Pack and Save you, all right?
Too many fights going on over there. It's dangerous.
It is. Too many. I don't know if you've seen this video, Gabs, but there's a video at Pukekohe as well of a car driving into Pack and Save.
This lady had a baseball bat and she was whacking the ATM machine.
Yeah.
And we're just wrapping up this conversation about paying whatever the price was for your favourite item. Okay, I'm not going to be paying for whatever price that was for the Marmite.
Mm.
Okay? We're heading over to the text line.
I think this is going into the, like, what is your go-to when you go to the supermarket? So whatever you go, that's what you get,
regardless of the price, it's gone up $1 million. You're like, you know what? Chuck it in the trolley. Mm. I'm getting that because that's my favourite thing, regardless.
Mine used to be the chocolate yogurts.
Oh, yum.
Man, and I had a specific one too. I would always get the Dora the Explorer one.
Mm.
It had a good consistency.
Yeah.
It was like, and then it left, and now I can't find it.
I don't even think they sell those anymore.
And no, I think they do, but it's not the same.
They still sell the calcium, caramel one?
Yeah, but it's not the same.
I'm going to go to the shop and buy some.
Yeah.
What about you, Gabs? What's that one thing that you'll pay full price for regardless?
Bread, Vogel bread.
Yeah, I knew.
To eat white bread.
Wow.
Or like one of those $2 breads. I refuse.
Damn.
I refuse.
And you'll gladly pay whatever the price is.
I will gladly pay whatever the price is.
You crazy. All right, we're heading over to the text line right now. Somebody text on through. It's the 333. Says, whatever the price is to bring back snifters, I'd gladly pay.
What's that?
Snifters was an old school lolly. Pascals used to make them. It was like a mint lolly with chocolate, and you bite down, it's got a hard centre.
Oh, no.
Good times.
It's one of those things, though, if they bring it back, you might be like, oh. Like the Georgie pies, everyone was like, bring it back, and brought back, and then hardly nobody bought them.
Yep, another text here saying, I don't care how much the chiropractor costs, pay for it. Especially for my sore neck, looking up to improvise in the morning shack. Love you. And last one to wrap everything on up, somebody said, buying taro. Whatever the price is, we're going to pay that price. Thank you very much. But nothing can compare to the price Jesus spent when he died for us on the cross.
The Morning Shack presents Draft Punks.
It's Draft Punks, baby. You know how the game goes, man. We're going around the table trying to assemble the best team of three. Okay, today's theme is all about the best things to do while you're on annual leave. Let that settle in there just a little bit.
We wouldn't know what that means.
I wouldn't know. But anyways, you know what? That's what we're doing today. Timmy, you were away, therefore you get to go first.
Oh,
wow. Okay, you get the first pick. Gabs, you came. You actually won last week. So therefore, it's on me. It's on me to go second. Okay?
Okay.
Are we ready to roll?
Yep.
Okay.
Okay, for the first round, for my first pick for Team Provise.
Yes, yes, yes.
I'm going to go with watching Netflix and chilling. Just sitting on the couch, just lying on the couch.
Netflix.
No, watching Netflix, watching TV, watching whatever, but just chilling out, doing nothing. But
very nice.
Doing that, yeah.
Very nice. Okay, for my team.
I'm second.
No,
you're last.
You're last. You won.
I thought you said I was second.
No.
Okay,
no.
Sorry.
Relax. For my first pick, what I like to do on my annual leave, which I think is the best part, is going and working at my other job, doing another thing. So, still continuing to work during annual leave.
So, yeah, and look, so you're getting double the paychecks. I like that.
Yeah, yeah.
Respect that.
Very nice.
Damn.
Gabs, on you.
My number one thing to do on annual leave, sleep in.
Yes.
Sleep in.
That should have been number one.
Number one. I'm not getting up at 4 o'clock. I'm getting up at 12.
4 p.m. instead.
Wearing my pajamas the whole day. Oh, no, that's just you at
work. Oh, damn.
It's Regan every Wednesday.
Gaps, you're leading off.
On my second one.
For your round two.
Ooh. Oh, my gosh. I'm not used to it.
Coming first. Yeah, we know.
Tutti-tutti over there. My second best thing to do on annual leave, and I know a lot of people would like to do this as well, they like to go for a hike. But a nice scenic hike where you can't go, you know, you have to have a day off to go on, like out of Piha or Kirikiri.
Yep.
Sorry, not Kirikiri, Kitikiti.
Same thing.
Sorry,
Kirikiri
everyone.
Is a place.
Pretty sure. It's a bit far.
Okay, Reeks.
All right, for my second pick, I'm going with, for annual leave, one thing that I definitely like to enjoy doing is getting drunk. I'll just be honest. Have a few adult babies and just drink away the pain that I know that I'm going to return back to work very soon. What about you there, Tim, to wrap us up?
Getting drunk?
On?
Oh, no. Sorry. I thought you were offering. My bad. Okay, my second pick of my team, I'm going to go with having a bubble bath.
Okay, you're so cute.
Just have a bubble bath, you know. Have a bubble bath, scrub my feet with a nice hummus. You know, just maybe just, you know, clean up the cuticles a little bit, you know.
Very nice.
Just soak my body in a luxurious bathtub with a bath bomb.
Oh, self-love.
Yeah, self-loving it up.
Live, love, laugh.
Yep, and laugh all the way.
What scent do you have in your bubble bath?
CK.
Oh.
Scent, like the smell. Oh.
Saltburn.
Ah! That's enough. That's enough from you, mate.
We're coming back.
I spat everywhere on that one.
We're coming back.
You just drooled. Sorry. You said that.
I didn't expect it. Sorry, my bad. Made me salivate.
I can't believe what I witnessed.
made my mouth salivate. Sorry, guys.
Draft Punks, we're trying to sit with the best team of three today. It is all about the best things to do whilst on annual leave. Okay. We need to hear from you as well. If you've got any honourable mentions and you want to play along, 466. But we are just about to wrap up on our picks. Tim, it is sitting with you right now for the final.
So, yeah, I've already selected have a bubble bath, you know, watch some Netflix. So there's a bit of a thing going on here. It's about looking after yourself. Self-care.
I like it.
Yeah. Okay, and for me, gotta go with having a little massage.
Oh, that's a nice one. That's gonna take that.
Massage.
It's a little massage. Yo. You know what I'm saying?
I like it a lot, bro.
Yeah.
Okay, relax.
Oh, damn.
It's school drop-off hour.
Oh, sorry, kids. No, I mean, like, you know, you go to a Thai massage place?
Yep. Get the stones, hot stones sometimes.
They rub you down real good.
Stand on you?
Yep.
Stand on your back? Yep. I like it.
Okay, good save.
What about me?
Over to you.
It is all about me now. And something that I do like to do whilst on annual leave is go visit my second family. My other wife and kids that I have down in Fielding. Pop in and go see little Ratanui. Why are you laughing?
Because you're...
I miss you kids. One day...
And then what are your other kids' names?
My other little
one
kids'
One starts
name,
with L, I can't remember.
Leanne. And the other one, I don't know, the other one, just new. I'll figure out a name for them. But no, I do go and like to visit family, is what I was trying to say. Visit whānau. Visit my āinga. All right, over to you now, Gabs, to wrap it on up.
For me, the third and last thing I like to do on an annual leave day, I like to do some girl maintenance.
Oh.
I like to do my hair, do my eyebrows and my lashes. If you say something stupid, I'm hair on the top of my head, okay?
This jokes, man. Plucky bomb fluff.
Oh, I'm sick of working with boys. They ruin everything.
All right, those are our three picks for our team. Just go around the table one more time, man. Tim, what you got, bro?
So I've selected watching Netflix and also having a bubble bath and then getting a massage.
Very nice. And I've gone with doing some extra work, having a few adult bevies, and also visiting the whānau. Gabs?
I have gone with sleeping in, going for a hike, and girl maintenance.
Ah, very nice. Get filly, get silly right here.
Yes, and so I mentioned before about my poor friend who is in the middle of, he's got a big regret on his shoulders at the moment. So over the weekend, he went to try get a tattoo removed. Because him and his girlfriend of 6 months, they broke up a few weeks ago.
Oh,
and
what?
In the third month of their relationship, he got a big tattoo of her name on his back.
Yikes.
Damn.
And so now he regrets it. And so over the weekend, he went and tried to get it removed. And he's getting it removed, but it's going to take 2 sessions.
Going to probably take more than that.
And it's going to cost him a lot of money. And so it got me thinking about, like, is this a normal thing? Like, who else has gotten a tattoo that they now regret getting? Because I know my friend can't be the only one.
Damn, man. 6 months, though. 3 months in.
3 months in, he told us, he was like, I'm going to get her name tatted on my back for her birthday.
Yeah.
And we were like, bro, it's only been 3 months. Like,
that's
just wait.
Big commitment.
And he was like, nah, now look where we are.
Oh, you know, a little advice for this person, whoever your mate is, just don't get it removed. Just find somebody whose name is that name and go and look good. Go and date that
person. That's a great idea.
That is not a great idea. What are you two on about?
I just think that's a better idea than having it
removed.
But
it's like massive. It's massive. It's like, if you take he takes his t-shirt off, like, everyone can see it.
Yeah.
Like, sorry. I'm not laughing at him. I'm crying.
We are. We're laughing at him.
Good morning, everyone. Yes, we're here talking about my poor friend. So he... he just broke up with his girlfriend of 6 months a few weeks ago. And 3 months into their relationship, he got a massive tat of her name on his back. And now he's in the middle of getting it removed, and it's going to take 2 sessions, and it's going to cost him a bit of shmoney.
Damn, I reckon it's going to take more than, definitely more than 2 sessions.
Yeah, it's quite big.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And those things, man, you just got to keep going back until the ink's all gone.
I know. So now he's got a broken heart and a broken bank account.
And he's going to have a burnt back too. Poor guy.
Because it's not like, it's not comfortable. Right?
It's laser.
Yeah.
They're burning your skin pretty much. Damn, it's
We told him.
They say it's worse than getting the tattoo.
Oh no. Don't tell him that.
Hey. Sorry, Matt.
Stop spreading rumors about Matt Manukau, all right? You've done enough damage.
Okay, anyways.
Anyways, have you ever have any tattoos?
I don't have any tattoos that I regret. No. I haven't got any that like I want some more tattoos, if anything. I don't know if I'll regret it later down the line, but I want a massive-ass mangere on my neck.
He's been talking about this for a while.
Oh, man, how about we just sort it out then? I'll put money in to get it done.
Yeah,
I'll do it.
I'm keen, man.
You'll do it. What are you going to put on?
I'll do the tat.
Oh,
you
want
to?
You want him? I'd rather get an Ed Rivera.
Yeah, he'll switch out. Yeah, I'll switch out then.
Yeah, man, I want a fat ass mangere. I don't know if I'll regret it though.
Why? Can I ask why?
It's just because I want everyone to know where I'm from. Without me having to tell you, I'm wearing a 275 t-shirt. Do you know anybody else who has like family members or friends that have had tattoos that they've regretted?
Okay, so here's my confession time. I have a tattoo that, not that I regret, that I should have double checked on.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
What have you got?
So my daughter, so I went to an American dude to get my tattoo done.
Yeah.
And I got her birth date on it, but in America they switched the month and the thing around.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, so my daughter's birthday is the 4th of January and 4-1, and it's slipped over, so it's like
1-4.
And so it looks like it's the 1st of January, February, March, April. Yeah, but it's not.
Now your daughter's in the 1-4 game.
Yeah. So, but I just left it. Nobody knows.
Someone left, so she's jumped in.
Damn, that's mean.
But yeah, it's not as
bad. It's not an error, though.
Does she know that seen that tat?
Yeah, she has. Yep.
What does she think?
She's all good, but my son's like, when's my name getting on there? I was like, son, listen. It's too sore.
Nah, that's right. I got my youngest one waiting to get his name on here too, and I said, nah, you're chilling, bro.
I just said, I'm going to do it on my bum so I can sit on you all the time.
Oh, my gosh.
Because just to remember, I'm going to put it on my big toe just to know that I stand on you.
And my missus is another one who's trying to get her name on there too, and I said, sorry, babe. I've got too many alley girls.
Shut
the hell up.
Yes, and this morning we're talking all about my dear friend. He is currently in the middle of getting a tattoo removed of his ex-girlfriend, and he deeply regrets it. And I wanted to know, does anyone else out there have a tattoo that they deeply regret as well? Someone in the text line said, my boy done the same thing. He got his missus' name tattooed on his arm, and he didn't even remove it before he got on to the next relationship.
Oh, my gosh. Who's Elena? Sorry, that's my cousin. That was my...
It's Justine.
She passed away, and I just got a name on there. That's a good one.
We had a text come through. Why doesn't he tattoo over it? That's another way of doing it,
Probably a cheaper version as well.
Yeah, that's what they've said. No, a lot of people have done that, and it's cheaper as well.
Yeah, you know, Sylvester Stallone was a person that comes to mind. He had a picture of his missus or his ex, and then he got it done over. He put his dog on there. Facts. Facts.
So do you mean like just right over at his new girlfriend?
Yeah. His ex, he put his dog's face on it.
Oh, so yes, I'm talking about, my friend.
Oh.
Should he just... like just his next girlfriend,
Put
he hasn't got one at the moment, but maybe he just puts it out there.
Mm.
I'm going to go out with a Paley.
Put Jesus on there.
Jesus always there got we your go.
Back. Yeah, never fails.
Never fails.
Will never cheat on you.
Yeah. Never let you down.
No.
And that's why you got your heart broken, because you... You didn't put Jesus first.
Oh, any other texts to wrap us up on?
Yes, me and my ex best friend got matching tattoos on our wrists. Regret it every day. I have to look at it now. So wait, someone else said, I regret getting my kids' names tattooed because now they're all teenagers and peeing me off.
Has anybody had a celebrity encounter that either went left or right? It either went really negatively or really positively. That's what I'm going to ask right now. I've come in contact with a lot of people that I've worked with.
Yeah.
And I've just gone, nah, you're exactly who I thought you were.
A mixed reviews on everyone?
Yeah. Let's go to the positive side of things. When you meet Susie Kato, she is exactly who you think she is.
Yeah. Yep.
Just a wholesome person, very nice, very comforting.
Yes.
Very positive. Yeah. Yes. About everything, about life, about whatever. And you feel as if, you know, you can console in her. Yeah.
Has there ever been somebody that you thought was going to be a rude dude, and then when you met them, they were actually nice?
Ooh.
You know?
You, Regan. I thought you were going to be a straight a-hole, no?
Thank you.
But, you know, you turned out to be all right.
See, the opposite. I was like, oh, Regan's going to be really nice. Nah.
The more you get to know him. Yeah.
The more you get to really know him.
You know that he's just opposite.
I'm assuming Gabs would also be in that same spot.
Yeah.
You know, after Know Your Roots, a lot of people would have thought that you were the rudest dude of the planet.
They thought I was a witch.
But then, you know what? Come to meet you. You're not too, you're half as bad. What
do you reckon? Got witch tendencies.
Do you reckon though? Do you reckon that like after that Know Your Roots?
Oh, 100%.
That people, and then when they meet you, they're like, oh, you're actually way better.
You're actually really nice.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, because I'm playing a character. I only play that character to my work friends. To the people in the studio.
I like playing mind games around here. It continues on.
I just like causing drama over here. So yeah, I get that all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Celebrities that have either, you know, done a good job of being who you thought they were when you met them in real life,
yes.
Or they've been the opposite. Yeah.
Yes, indeed.
Regan, you've been around a lot of social media people. You're not the bad ones.
All trash. Oh. All of them. All of them cheat on their missuses.
Oh, don't say that.
They're all players. They're all doing naughty things in the bathrooms. Oh, my gosh.
Well, the first time that I went out with Regan to a place, it was some fundraiser.
Ah, yes.
It was the most, I've never opened my eyes more than that day. Not of Regan, but other people that were there. I was like, whoa.
You like that? Oh, you like that?
I just want to go taller. I just want to go for a wee here.
Yeah, man.
You know what I find with a lot of social media influencers? Mm. They're really loud on social media, but really
quiet
in real life.
I think that's the character that they play, right? Is whoever they are, whatever their handle is. I know a few people that keep that same energy, and I'm like, whoa.
Too much?
I need chill. I need hold on.
Too much sometimes?
Yeah, sometimes a bit too much.
Like who are you talking about specifically?
I'm not saying too many people's names, okay? But there are some people that keep that same energy. Sometimes it can get quite tiring. And I just want to...
I think that's what it really is. It's the tire. It's you're just like, oh. I'll tell you what, Adi Savia, he... man, I changed my perspective on him when I had to work with him when I did that thing. Because I thought ISIS rugby player, he's a big prima donna. He's like, there's been reports that he's hard to work with, right?
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, nah. The nicest
one of the
dude.
The easiest dudes to work with.
The nicest, funniest dude I ever had to, you know, like, be with. He's the man.
Haters. That's what it is.
I think that's what it was. No. This is what I put it down to. The people that work with him didn't know how to just be chill with him.
Yeah.
They treated him like he was like the superstar athlete, and then he was like, bro, just chill. And for me, I was like, I don't really know who you are that much. I know you're good at the rugby, but I'm good at these jokes.
Yeah, break them down,
yeah,
bro.
And then, we both, it was awesome working with him.
I remember meeting a very, very big superstar celebrity. He was eating on Ponsonby Road, and then my cousin asked him for a photo, and man, he was a bit of a retweet about it.
Like, how did he say no?
He was just like, oh, can't you see that I'm like over here eating? And we were like, okay, cool, you gotta just see it. Like, calm down, relax. But my cousin was really nice, man. He was like, oh, hey, blah, blah, blah. I know you're real busy at the moment, but is it possible to get a photo? Wow, I got blown up, undies. I was like, damn.
It's
the life you chose, my bro. Take a photo of my cousin, and knock you out.
I can't wait to be that famous where I can do that. Get out of my face. I'm eating my chop suey.
That's Jason Momoa famous.
Damn. How'd you know it wasn't? Nah, it wasn't.